Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, again, it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Just worship with other saints. Let's bind our faith and our praise together. Let's worship Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we enjoy singing that. Of course, it comes from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And the scripture teaches us that the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We are a mighty army. Hallelujah. The devil is no match for us because we are empowered by the Holy Ghost and fire. We have waited upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. This is the mighty group of warriors that we are today. All of us today that have followed God's word and have done what He said, we can't lose with the stuff He uses. Hallelujah. We're thankful today for the goodness of God. Let me encourage you today to draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. And by the time this service is over, I want you to be able to testify you've had an experience in the presence of the Lord. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while, so be ready to take it down if you will. Page 179 in the Holiness Hymns of Praise. Let's sing together on Someday.
My trials here on earth will cease someday. And I will have an ending peace someday. Some happy day from sin, set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday. No more in darkness I will roam someday, but rest eternally at home someday, some happy day from sin. I'll live with Christ for a someday. Those gone before me I shall meet someday. My loved ones will my spirit greet someday. my loving Savior I shall see someday with him in glory I shall be Hallelujah. And well, we're looking forward to that someday being today. Today, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Someday is going to eventually be today, and it may very well be today. The trumpet of the Lord shall sound. He's coming back in an hour that we think not, but he's coming back for a group of people who are longing and watching and waiting for him. Hallelujah. I'm not so much looking at the signs as I am listening for the sound of the trumpet. Are you ready to meet Jesus today? In Isaiah 26 and 4, our precious promise says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And again, I got busy and didn't read the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Matthew 17:20. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Well, I think sometimes we need both scriptures at the same time. But let's have faith as a grain of mustard seed as we enter into this time of prayer. Join with me now, everyone across this audience. Let's lift our voices and our faith and our praises and our prayers up to God. We thank you, Lord, today for that little bit of faith as a grain of mustard seed. Lord, a tiny speck, but yet it can grow into a great plant. And we're so thankful, Lord, today that we could even say to this mountain, remove and hinder to yonder place, and it can be removed. Lord, we're thankful today that you have made it possible that nothing shall be impossible to us. Lord, help us today to do what Isaiah said that I read earlier, trust in the Lord forever. Lord, we don't want our faith to waver. We don't want our trust to waver. Lord, we don't want to be slack. We don't want to be up one day and down the next day, but we want to be consistent. Lord, you are a God of everlasting strength, and we need that strength today, Lord, and we wait upon it because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, we're looking forward today to that strength, and we're looking forward to victories ahead. Lord, we know there's going to be battles, but there's going to be great rewards for great victories. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, a bright and shining crown. Help each one today, Lord. Lift them up. Save those that are lost. Minister to the sick in every need, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his
stripes we are healed.
And I won't interrupt with the commercial. We'll try to give you some contact information at the end of the service. Here's a great one you need to know about this. He took your place. Upon a cruel cross at Calvary, 'twas there my precious Savior cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh, sinner friend, for you he died. His hand is gently knocking on your door. Outside, he's pleading to come in. His heart is breaking as he waits for you to wash you free from every sin. Those cold thorns that pierce my Savior's head, the blood was flowing down his face. In shame, forsaken, there he hung and died. Oh, sinner friend, he took your place. Someday he's coming back to claim his own. We'll fly to heaven's open door. A crown of life he'll give on that great day. With him we'll live forevermore. Oh, worship with us now. Listen to this. His hand is gently knocking on your door. Outside, he's pleading to come in. His heart is breaking as he waits for you to wash you free from every sin. Oh, how true it is. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. If you'd like to pray, all you've got to do is call me right now. I'd be more than happy to pray with you, talk to you, read you some things from God's Word, help you to get to where you need to be in Christ. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And I mentioned calling. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So his hands is gently knocking on your